So here's a radical idea. Look at the data. Not the cherry-picked nonsense crafted to prove a point. The actual data. Then run it through the common sense filter. Do you really believe food prices have gone down? Look at what people do, not what they say. Take Trump's ballroom. Won't touch the White House. Paid for entirely by donations. Next thing we know, the entire East Wing's rubble, and the price tag has doubled. Who approved that? Not Congress. They've been hiding ever since Arizona elected a senator willing to sign the Epstein discharge petition. She's the last signature needed to bring it to a vote. Heaven forbid that happen. Voting no on releasing the Epstein files might make Trump smile, but it's a career-ending look for anyone else. And those drug boats our Navy keeps blowing up? That's the maritime version of ICE shooting a suspected protester. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Then there are the Trump tariffs, the ones we were told the other countries would pay? Cute story. Except that's not how tariffs work. They're just taxes we pay so someone can tweet, "America wins again." How do you run a business when your costs can double mid-shipment because one man wakes up grumpy? When Ontario ran an ad using Ronald Reagan's own words about how tariffs wreck economies, Trump threw a tantrum and slapped another 10% on Canadian imports. And who pays that? We do. Canadians aren't coughing up that extra 10%. It's us footing the bill for his meltdown. In case you're wondering, the government shutdown? It's over insurance. The Affordable Care Act credits expire at the end of 2025. Republicans proposed a clean bill to keep the government open and promised to negotiate later. Sure, when Trump's big, beautiful bill passed, Democrats proposed amendment after amendment, all ignored. Do you really think there's good faith negotiation coming this time? Every vote since has been on the same exact bill. Nobody's talking. They're just performing. So why am I making you sit through my rant? Because up to now, I've tried to stay neutral. I only wanted people to vote, but 35% of registered voters didn't. More people stayed home than voted for Trump. Think about that. The midterms are coming. Both parties are screaming apocalypse if the other side wins. But we're living through what happens with this crew in charge, and it's a mess. I'm honestly not sure democracy can survive another round. If you support Trump, relax. Your guy doesn't need your vote. He's got the diehards. You can stop reading here and go back to watching Fox Entertainment. But if you don't support him, Republican or Democrat, vote a straight Democratic ticket. Are they perfect? Please. Not even close. But if we don't put them back in charge now, we might not get another chance to fix this. And that's not all. Remember, almost a third of Americans didn't vote. If you're fed up with the incompetence, I'm asking you to do one more thing. Talk to people, neighbors, friends, relatives. You don't have to be pushy. Just remind them their vote actually matters. Make sure they know the facts. Because if the wrong people keep counting on our silence, they'll be right. And that'll be the last time our voices ever count.